Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 16th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, sitting here in front of our computer monitor this morning, but looking out on an absolutely gorgeous January day. It is a sunny blue sky, but very cold. Well, we've prepared these messages for over 11 years right now. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you again today. Today's message is titled, The Loose Grip. The scripture text is 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18.
Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Knowing the various interests of readers all over the world, listeners, of course, in the case of the podcast, and since many just can't identify with American football, I will keep today's opening illustration short. In football, a tight grip is vitally important, and the same is true in life regarding our hold on the spiritual things in life. But there is also a tremendous application in life to maintaining a loose grip. Let me explain. Several years ago, I went to a meeting where Larry Burkett was the main speaker. Larry had a long-standing, fruitful ministry concerning a biblical view of financial stewardship that many of us have benefited from. He was very ill at the meeting, and speaking was a major effort for him in his physically compromised condition. He shared the interesting perspective of having a terminal illness and how it had changed his life. 8 years earlier, he had been diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer that is virtually always incurable. In fact, he shared that of the 73 people who had been diagnosed with the cancer and were in a medical study with him, 72 had already died. Larry passed on about 6 months after this meeting in July of 2003.
Well, the fact is we are all terminal as far as our physical bodies are concerned. Most of us are indefinitely terminal, or that is, we have no idea of when we will die and generally assume that our death is far off, that we will live to a ripe old age. But a diagnosis of a terminal disease places a definite finality on our physical condition. This is what Larry meant when he shared how his disease had changed his life, living with this perspective each day.
Of course, in reality, this is the perspective we should always live with. Not in a morbid, negative sense, but it should motivate us to keep a loose grip on the perishable and a tight hold on the imperishable. As we feed on the Word faithfully, our spiritual appetite will be growing, and our affections for heaven will be growing as we anticipate our face-to-face meeting with Jesus as we finally behold Him in His full glory. Just keeping a vision of that glorious moment in our hearts today will deeply impact our attitude and all that we process this day. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 3, verse 20, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ."
In the daily text, the Apostle Paul shares of the perspective we should be living with. Well, we could give an exposition of these three verses phrase by phrase, but it would make our devotional way too long. But essentially, he's describing a loose grip by contrasting the seen, or that which is physical, to that which is temporary, or the unseen spiritual, which is eternal. I kind of botched that.
Yeah, let me read that again. Essentially, Paul is describing having a loose grip by contrasting the seen, what we see all around us, the physical, which is temporary, contrasting that with the unseen, the spiritual, which is eternal. That is a little hard to grasp, even in reading. Well, I'm particularly intrigued by the phrase, "So we fix our eyes." This translates a Greek word that is in the present active meaning to And here's just a couple of more expanded meanings of the word. To fix one's gaze upon, to concentrate one's attention upon. That is sure the outlook in which I want to live my life. And when I do so, I experience the inner peace that is my inheritance in Christ. But when I focus on the things pertaining only to this life on earth, my inner peace quickly diminishes. I will illustrate. Frankly, I will be driven to deep despair if I were to give much hope at all in seeing this world's problems solved politically, particularly in this politically charged climate that we live in. There's a wonderful description of this outlook in the faith chapter in Hebrews, initially written to encourage persecuted believers, that is so illustrative of this loose grip attitude that we want to conclude with. Let me point out, we know our message is longer than usual today, but I want Brooksie to read that text. It's actually several verses from Hebrews 11, 13 through 16, just before she prays.
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Let's pray together. Father, with great anticipation, I am looking for a city with an eternally strong foundation, a home in the heavens not made by human hands. Help me to live as an alien here on earth, since the benefits of my citizenship in heaven is of far greater worth than the benefits of my citizenship here in this country below. Keep me tightly holding on to your promise of the heavens yet to come, so that I will loosely grip the temporal that is only for the here and now. I cling to this great promise repeated throughout the Bible so that it gives me a proper perspective in the way I am to live as a stranger here on earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, what a needed message, you know, in my heart today. And I've been working on it through the morning, and then Brooksie works on it. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Welcome you to visit our site. We always have a few more materials up that we can't place on the podcast. We have several photos up today. The main photo is actually taken by a friend of ours named Doris High. It's a beautiful cloud picture that has the daily verse placed right on top of it. We also have several suggested songs today. One of them is a song I used just a couple of days ago, but it just fits again today. An old classic, I suppose it's an entire hymn, but I think of it primarily for the chorus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, and I consider that in light of the theme, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And these are available as links that open up directly to a file that should play on most computers. In fact, since you're using the podcast, it most definitely would work on yours. Have a blessed day today. Continue to keep a loose grip on the things of this earth.